Welcome to the Walmart earnings call for the third quarter of fiscal year 2011. The date of this call is November 16, 2010. This call is the property of Walmart Stores Incorporated and intended solely for the use of Walmart shareholders. It should not be reproduced in any way. You may navigate through this call as follows. Press 1 to rewind 10 seconds. Press 2 to pause and press 8 to resume playing. Press 3 to fast forward 10 seconds. This call will contain statements that Walmart believes are forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 as amended and intended to enjoy the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements provided by that act. These forward-looking statements generally are identified by the use of the words or phrases anticipate, are anticipating, are expecting, assume, could be, expect, forecasting, goal, guidance, guided, is expected, is planning, may affect, plan, will accelerate, will add, will be, could save, will drive, will ring, will be growing, will come, will continue, will cost, will experience, will generate, will grow, will improve, will not continue, will remodel, will see, will spend, will take, would represent, or a variation of one of those words or phrases in those statements, or by the use of words and phrases of similar import. Similarly, descriptions of our objectives, plans, goals, targets, or expectations are forward-looking statements. The forward-looking statements made in this call discuss, among other things, management's forecasts of our diluted earnings per share from continuing operations attributable to Walmart for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011 and for all of fiscal year 2011. The assumption underlying those forecasts that currency exchange rates will remain at current levels, management's forecasts for the comparable store sales for our Walmart U.S. segment and comparable club sales without fuel for our Sam's Club segment, in each case, for the current 13-week period, management's expectation that the comparable store sales of our Walmart U.S. segment will be positive for the holidays and the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011, and that the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011 will be another quarter of sequentially improving comparable store sales for our Walmart U.S. segment. Management's expectations as to our anticipated tax rate for fiscal year 2011, quarterly fluctuations in that tax rate, and factors that will affect that tax rate. Management's forecasts for Walmart's capital expenditures in fiscal year 2011 and fiscal year 2012. Management's goal for return on investment being maintaining a stable return and management's expectations that Walmart will continue to manage its inventory to be in line with its current business needs. Although Walmart will see year-over-year pressure from higher inventories in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011, that our Walmart U.S. segment will be the price leader throughout the holidays, that inventory levels at our Walmart U.S. segment will stabilize and Walmart will once again generate even more cash flow, that our operations in Brazil will improve, growth in Walmart's operations in China and India will accelerate, growth in Walmart's Mexican operations will continue and supercenters will be added in Canada, and that the sales momentum of Walmart's Sam's Club segment will continue into the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011 and into fiscal year 2012, and the Sam's Club segment will leverage expenses in fiscal year 2012. Those forward-looking statements also discuss management's expectations for the Walmart U.S. segment relating bake centers driving the segment's sales in November and December 2010, supplier recalls in the health and wellness category remaining a headwind in the near term for the segment, a new Medicare Part D prescription drug plan driving incremental pharmacy traffic for the segment, the sales of Straight Talk by the segment in fiscal year 2011, and how the sales of that item could affect comparable store sales of the segment if the full transaction value for those sales was includable in the calculation of comparable store sales. The sales of Straight Talk and third-party gift cards will ring through the company's registers more than $2 billion for the full fiscal year. Continued strong online sales in the 2010 holiday season for the segment, and the factors to drive those sales, the number of new supercenters and other formats, including new units to be opened in fiscal year 2012 by the segment, the number of the segment's stores to be remodeled in fiscal year 2012, and changes in the cost and time of those remodels, and the timing of Christmas spending in 2010. Those forward-looking statements also address management's expectations that our Walmart International segment will experience a very competitive fourth quarter in some of its markets, that such segments' sales will grow although the segment will experience pressure on its overall gross margin. That the sales of that segment's operation in Mexico will grow by certain means, that such segment's Brazilian operations will continue to see pressure on those operations results from the operating structure in Brazil, changes there too in the effects of a conversion to an everyday low price approach, and regarding product offerings by that segment's ASDA subsidiary, and the addition of new stores and square footage to that segment through an acquisition by ASDA, and the timing for conversion of those new stores to a different format. Those forward-looking statements also discuss management's expectations that Walmart's Sam's Club segment will not continue to feel the effects of a credit card processing fee in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011, that such segment's small business memberships will continue to pressure net membership income in that fiscal quarter and regarding the occurrence of promotional events in the segment's units relating to the holiday season. The forward-looking statements also discuss the anticipation and expectations of Walmart and its management as to other future occurrences, objectives, goals, trends, and results. All of these forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors, domestically and internationally, including general economic conditions, geopolitical events and conditions, the cost of goods, competitive pressures, levels of unemployment, levels of consumer disposable income, changes in laws and regulations, consumer credit availability, inflation, deflation, consumer spending patterns and debt levels, currency exchange rate fluctuations, trade restrictions, changes in tariff and freight rates, changes in costs of gasoline, diesel fuel, other energy, transportation, utilities, labor and health care, accident costs, casualty and other insurance costs, interest rate fluctuations, financial and capital market conditions, developments in litigation to which Walmart is a party, weather conditions, damage to our facilities resulting from natural disasters, regulatory matters, and other risks. We discuss certain of these matters more fully in our filings with the SEC, including our most recent annual report on Form 10-K and our most recent quarterly report on Form 10-Q, and the information on this call should be read in conjunction with that annual report on Form 10-K and quarterly report on Form 10-Q, and together with all our other filings, including current reports on Form 8-K, which we have made with the SEC through the date of this call. We urge you to consider all of these risks, uncertainties, and other factors carefully in evaluating the forward-looking statements we make in this call. Because of these factors, changes in facts, assumptions not being realized, or other circumstances, our actual results may differ materially from anticipated results expressed or implied in these forward-looking statements. The forward-looking statements made in this call are made on and as of the date of this call, and we undertake no obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect subsequent events or circumstances. The comp store sales for our total U.S. operations and comp club sales for our Sam's Club segment and certain other financial measures relating to our Sam's Club segment discussed on this call exclude the impact of fuel sales of and other amounts for our Sam's Club segment. Those measures are return on investment, free cash flow, and amounts stated on a constant currency basis as discussed in this call may be considered non-GAAP financial measures. Reconciliations of certain non-GAAP financial measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measures are available for review on the investor relations portion of our corporate website at www.walmartstores.com/investors, or in the information included in our current report on Form 8-K that we furnished to the SEC on November 16, 2010.
Good morning. This is Carol Schumacher, Vice President of Investor Relations for Walmart Stores, Inc. Thanks for joining us today for our third quarter earnings call for fiscal year 2011. All information for this quarter, including updated unit counts, square footage, and financial metrics, is available on our website at walmartstores.com/investors. A full transcript of this call will be available on the website as well after 7 a.m. Central Time on November 16, 2010. Our executive team is ready to report on our third quarter results of fiscal 2011. Mike Duke, President and CEO of Walmart Stores, Inc., will cover the key highlights of our quarterly results. Charles Holley, our incoming CFO, but still Executive Vice President of Finance and Treasurer, has the details behind our consolidated financials. Then we'll go to the operating segments. First up will be Bill Simon, President and CEO of Walmart U.S., our largest segment. Second will be Doug McMillon, President and CEO of Walmart International. And then, rounding out our operating segment discussion, will be Brian Cornell, President and CEO of Sam's Club, who will discuss the results for our membership warehouse segment. Finally, in his last earnings call as CFO, Tom Shoey will cover our corporate financial report card and our Q4 earnings guidance, as well as some insights into our updated full-year guidance. Before we start to discuss our performance for the quarter, let me cover some important financial information. First, I'd like to remind you of the inventory accounting change that we made in the second quarter. Due to the retrospective application of that accounting change, financial comparisons for this third quarter and going forward until the first quarter of FY12 will be compared against the financials as adjusted for this change. For example, last year in Q3, we originally reported earnings per share of 84 cents, which was adjusted to 82 cents per share because of this accounting change. The income statements, balance sheets, ROI, and segment P&L information with the adjustments for all quarters of fiscal year 2010 and the first quarter of fiscal year 2011 are available on our website on the quarterly financials page. Second, for the past 2.5 fiscal years, Walmart U.S. has had 6 strategic merchandise units, or SBUs, and we've been reporting on them in these calls. Those units, or SBUs, were grocery, entertainment, hardlines, apparel, health and wellness, and home. Walmart U.S. also offers financial services and products outside of these SBUs. The new merchandising structure, which goes into effect with our third quarter report today, aligns similar categories and allows us to be even more competitive in each customer channel, improving how we target and how we localize our merchandise. Let me cover the makeup of each of these 4 merchandise units. First is general merchandise, or GM for short, which includes toys, seasonal, hardlines, and entertainment. Seasonal includes merchandise for events such as Halloween and Christmas, as well as greeting cards and celebrations. Hardlines includes hardware, do-it-yourself categories, fabrics and crafts, automotive and sporting goods. Entertainment includes electronics, music, computers, cameras, photo services, and cellular. Second is food, which includes all fresh products, snacks and beverages, and dry foods. Next is soft lines, which covers apparel, jewelry, accessories, and shoes, as well as home, both indoor and outdoor living. And last is consumables and health and wellness. Consumables include personal care, beauty, paper, chemicals, baby, and pets. Health and wellness covers Rx, over-the-counter medicines or OTC, and optical. Our .com sales for each merchandise area are included in each respective category. So, for example, toy sales from Walmart.com are included in the general merchandise unit. Last, this quarter we had a tax benefit of $191 million, which is approximately 5 cents per share, related to favorable adjustments to current transfer pricing policies after negotiations with a foreign tax jurisdiction. Please bear this information in mind as you listen to the rest of the call. Now, Mike, let's get started with our Q3 results. Mike?
Thank you, Carol, and thank you everyone for joining our call. In the third quarter, Walmart performed well, and we have solid results to report today. So let's get right into them. Third quarter earnings per share were 95 cents compared to an adjusted 82 cents last year. Our results included a tax benefit of $191 million or approximately 5 cents per share, which you will hear more about later. We are pleased with our EPS growth this quarter. Net sales for the third quarter increased 2.6% to $101.2 billion. The company leveraged expenses for the fourth consecutive quarter. As I've said consistently, the productivity loop is here to stay. We will drive everyday low cost to deliver on everyday low price. It's ingrained in our business, and it's how we operate around the world. Consolidated operating income was $5.6 billion, up 3.1% from last year. We also added almost 10 million square feet of selling space through 117 new units this quarter. International remains a key to our future growth, and I continue to be impressed with their performance. Sales of Walmart International were up 9.3%, and operating income grew faster than sales. We continue to deliver stable return on investment. And we have an important takeaway for the fourth quarter. We are increasing our full-year earnings per share guidance to reflect the tax benefit from the third quarter and the ongoing underlying strength of our business. Now, Tom will cover it in more detail at the end of the call. Now for the highlights of the individual operating segments. Our Walmart U.S. business is on the right track. Comp sales were within guidance for the third quarter. Operating income grew faster than sales, and Bill and his team delivered expense leverage. The U.S. team is taking the right steps to position our stores for the fourth quarter and for next year. I'm happy to see the response from our customers when I walk stores. They like our progress on merchandise assortment. I might add, too, just last week when I visited stores here in the U.S., I loved the positive energy from our associates. Our associates are really excited about the changes in recent months. Also really like our holiday preparations. We know this is a time of year when customers count on us more than ever. Our own surveys and the reports on the recent U.S. election cycle indicate that financial uncertainty still weighs heavily on everyday Americans, including many of our core customers. The paycheck cycle is still pronounced for these customers. Whether it's for everyday groceries or for discretionary items, Walmart U.S. will be the price leader throughout the holidays, and I remain confident about improving comp trends in the fourth quarter. Moving to Walmart International. Doug and I recently had the opportunity to walk our stores and visit with customers, associates, and government leaders on an extended trip throughout Asia. So let me share just a few takeaways from the trip. It's clear that our business model is well suited to this part of the world, just as it is in other markets around the world. We continue to see tremendous upside in China. In Japan, I'm really pleased with the progress we're making, and Doug will share more specifics on our success in Walmart Japan. In India, we opened our fourth best-price modern wholesale cash-and-carry unit last week, and the country offers tremendous growth opportunities for Walmart. We're optimistic about the response from the government of India about making changes on foreign direct investment in the country. We're seeing operating income strength in more established markets like Mexico, Canada, and the UK. More than ever, I believe Walmart is positioned to deliver our unique benefits to consumers and to seize growth in all of our markets. Sam's Club just has great momentum with the positive comp growth Brian and his team posted for the third quarter. Sam's has really stepped up the quality of our merchandise and made our clubs more relevant to members. That focus has paid off, and it's delivered strong sales for the third quarter. I also like the creativity and the enthusiasm that Sam's Club is using to drive membership sales more aggressively and their commitment to improving productivity. Throughout the company, we are striking the right balance between managing the business for the short term and producing sustainable growth for our shareholders. Our focus on driving growth, leverage, and returns is positioning us to succeed in the fourth quarter and for the long term. Before I close, on behalf of our 2.1 million Walmart associates around the world, we extend our heartfelt wishes for a happy holiday season and a wonderful start to the new year in 2011. Now I'll turn it over to Charles for the detailed financial results. Charles?
Thanks, Mike. For the third quarter of fiscal 2011, the company delivered earnings from continuing operations of $3.4 billion, an increase of 9% from last year. Earnings per share for the third quarter were 95 cents compared to last year's adjusted earnings per share of 82 cents. Earnings per share included a tax benefit of $191 million, which is approximately 5 cents per share, due to the favorable adjustments from negotiation of transfer pricing policies with a foreign tax jurisdiction during the third quarter. Currency exchange rate fluctuations were not a significant factor for earnings this quarter. Excluding the aforementioned tax benefit, earnings per share for our underlying business were within our guidance for the quarter of 87 to 91 cents per share. Consolidated net sales increased 2.6% to $101.2 billion for the quarter. Walmart International was the main driver of the sales growth and was helped by a currency exchange rate benefit of $349 million, compared to a negative impact of $2.6 billion last year. On a constant currency basis, consolidated net sales increased 2.3%. The 13-week total U.S. comparable store sales without fuel decreased 0.7%. You will hear more details on the Walmart U.S. and Sam's Club comp sales from Bill and Brian. Expense management is once again a positive story. The company leveraged expenses for the fourth consecutive quarter, with expenses growing only 2.1% on a sales growth of 2.6%. The CEOs for the three operating segments will give additional details on their expense performance. Unallocated corporate overhead, which includes corporate expenses, grew to $378 million. That's an increase of 8.3% from last year. While core corporate overhead expenses actually decreased 0.5% for the quarter, we did experience volatility in some unallocated foreign currency derivative mark-to-market positions quarter over quarter that is the primary driver of the increase. Although unallocated corporate overhead can have some volatility from quarter to quarter, we continue to closely watch our spending in this area. Consolidated gross margin declined 6 basis points to 25%. A decline in International's gross margin was offset by a slight increase in Walmart U.S. expense leverage. The company grew operating income at 3.1% over last year, meeting our goal of growing operating income faster than sales. The company's operating income of $5.6 billion included an $11 million benefit of currency exchange rate fluctuations. On a constant currency basis, operating income grew 2.9%. Consolidated membership and other income increased 1% to $713 million for the quarter. Excluding last year's favorable adjustment in the Sam's Club segment, consolidated membership and other income would have been up 3.2%. The effective tax rate for the third quarter was 29.5%. Due to the favorable adjustment discussed earlier, we now expect the tax rate for the fiscal year 2011 to be between 33 and 34%, although we will see some quarterly fluctuation. Factors which may affect our tax rate include changes in our assessment of certain tax matters, settlements of tax contingencies, and the mix of income among our U.S. and international operations. Year over year, consolidated inventory grew 7.7% on a 3.8% year-to-date sales increase. All three segments contributed to the growth in inventory, with the primary driver being Walmart U.S. Bill will cover more details in the Walmart discussion. Payables grew faster than inventories. Payables increased 17.1%, so our accounts payable to inventory ratio was 88.2%, up from 81.1% at the same time last year. A portion of this increase is driven by Walmart U.S., as the segment had an earlier than normal seasonal buildup of inventories for the holidays. International was also a factor this quarter as new store growth and currency exchange rate factors contributed to the increase in both payables and inventory. Although the year-over-year growth in inventory continues to pressure free cash flow, the growth in payables partially offset that pressure. Through the first 9 months of the fiscal year, our capital spend was ahead of this time last year. Walmart ended the third quarter of fiscal 2011 with free cash flow of $2.9 billion compared to $3.6 billion last year for the first 9 months of fiscal 2011 and 2010, respectively. We will continue to manage our inventory to be in line with our current business needs. However, we expect to see year-over-year pressure from higher inventories in the fourth quarter of this year when compared to the prior year. Our balance sheet remains strong. We continue to have excellent access to credit markets. You will recall that in October, we went to the market with a $5 billion debt offering. At the time of issuance, two of the four tranches, the three-year and the five-year bonds, were issued at the lowest corporate rates on record. Our debt-to-total capitalization ratio at the end of the quarter was 46.4%, up from the 41.3% last year at the same time. The increase in this ratio was due to the growth in the long-term debt. The 19.9% increase in our total debt levels, partially offset by lower average borrowing rates, were the primary factors in an 8.6% increase in net interest expense totaling $516 million. Capital expenditures for the third quarter were $3.8 billion, bringing our year-to-date spend to $9.3 billion. We expect to spend between $13 billion and $14 billion in capital expenditures for the fiscal year, in line with our guidance outlined at the October 13 investor meeting. Our return on investment for the trailing 12 months was 18.6%, up from 18.4% at the same time last year due to continued expense leverage. In this quarter, we repurchased 73.4 million shares for $3.9 billion. As you remember, on June 4, 2010, we announced a new $15 billion share repurchase authorization, which replaced our previous authorization of $15 billion. We now have $8.5 billion remaining in our share repurchase authorization. Year to date, Walmart has returned $14.3 billion to shareholders through dividends and share repurchase. We are extremely proud of how we've leveraged expenses and grown shareholder value in this tough environment. Our balance sheet and credit rating are strong and healthy. We remain focused on growth, leverage, and returns. Now let's move on to a discussion of our operating segments. As usual, we'll start with Bill in Walmart U.S. Bill?
Thank you, Charles. Walmart U.S. made very good progress during the third quarter on assortment, and we consistently drove promotional intensity. We had strong support throughout the quarter from our suppliers in adding to our assortment and in bringing innovation to our shelves. Our progress is not only reflected in improving sales trends, but also in customer experience scores. Our methodical approach to Walmart's current initiatives is moving us in the right direction. What's most important now is that we're in a position of strength for the busiest and most critical season of the year, and we're expecting a positive comp in the fourth quarter. We will lead on price as we continue to save our customers money every day. We're stepping up our strategic initiatives to help our core customers as they struggle in the current economy. Remember, 68% of our business comes from customers with household incomes under $70,000 per year. These customers